The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Totally terrific Tuesday as we follow up from yesterday's rebuke that I shared about, that the Lord rebuked me in. I thought it'd be a good idea to do a little follow-up on that. So just remember, pleasing people instead of God is dumb, okay? So let's not do that. Plus, the battlefield for the mind, which is fought every day, get this, with every decision. And finally, a brief cherry-picking of some of the coolest Psalm 119 scriptures. I'm going to pull some out and just share them with you just for our benefit.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. All good things. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You get the chance to text us. Isn't that fun? You get a chance to text us. 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Going to start off with a real interesting trivia question. Noah, our good friend Noah, how old was he when the flood began? How old was Noah when the flood began? 214-210-8483. You got to text us. That's the only way we can get it. Also, keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation, prayer requests, or praise reports. It doesn't matter. We'll be glad to do our best to get you the information, and there's a simple reason why. The reason we do it is because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to tell you. As you know, I like to remind people, if you are Twitter-bound for whatever reason, just so you can know, I don't do anything on Twitter. I don't even like Twitter. But if you like Twitter, David Spoon, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. And the only reason I do it is because I like to do that impersonation. See, so I get to go, David Spoon, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Also, don't forget our DNA, D, draw near, draw closer to the Lord, draw close to the Lord, N, never be ashamed. Don't you ever be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And A, always be ready. How often should we be ready? Always. That's your DNA. Draw closer to the Lord, never be ashamed. Always be ready. Let's cover a couple of things in regards to holiday, and then we're going to go into a very interesting second part of a teaching. Here we go. It's Cinco de Mayo Day, for those that don't know. This is the day the Mexican forces defeated the French. It is also Cartoonist Day. Since half my life seems like I live in a cartoon, I rather appreciate it. National Teachers Day. Let's give an acknowledgement to those who get paid much less than they should and do a lot more, but they do it for the passion and the love. I know I'm kind of one of them. It's also Totally Chipotle Day. I don't know. This one's got to be like for my wife. This part, this Totally Chipotle Day, and this one, Nail Day. As in nails, as in get your nails done. My wife has very few things that she likes to get done. She's really kind of a, but the one thing she does like is to get her nails done. So somewhere between the Chipotle Day, because she loves Mexican food, and Nail Day, I'm just going to give that up for her. For me, the big thing for today, it's National Hoagie Day. I think we all understand that National Hoagie Day should be a regular weekly holiday in the United States of America. Just my take. You don't have to agree with me. Again, that trivia question, we've got people already answering. The trivia question, very simple. How old was Noah when the flood began? The answer to that question must be text to 214-210-8483. A couple other things to tell you, and we'll get into the teach. Number one, on this day in 1904, Cy Young of the Boston Americans threw the first perfect game in the modern era of baseball. I thought that was kind of cool. Going along with baseball, on this day in 1978, Pete Rose hit his 3,000th major league hit. Here's the big ones. In 1961, on this day, the first American in space, and also the creation of the phrase A-OK. This was generally attributed to Alan Shepard, but it was actually created by a NASA public relations officer who misquoted Shepard. So they misquoted Shepard, okay, Alan Shepard, and then they came up with A-OK. Sounds like that worked out A-OK to me. See how that's funny? And then this I thought was the best of all. And you can get mad at me, and I love you. I love you in the Lord. If I'm your enemy, you have to love me. If I'm your brother, you have to love me. If I'm your neighbor, you have to love me. Here it is, 1968. On this day came this sound to all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Today was the introduction of Big Mac. The McDonald's Big Mac hamburger made its national debut with that song and to the public. And yes, when I typically go to McDonald's, I still get a number one, which is a Big Mac, French fries, and a soda. That's how it goes. Can't help you. Love you. That's what it's going to be. Here we go. I want to follow up on something I said yesterday. Somebody had texted. They made a really good point. I had talked about a fast that I had been on where the Lord really challenged me about speaking for the author and not the audience. And that person who sent me a passage encouraging me to see that other people have gone through that where the Lord has spoken that. Here's another portion of Scripture that will give a lot of weight to that, and I want you to be aware of it. Galatians 1:10, for am I now trying to win the favor of people or God? Or am I striving to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ. Here it is in a nutshell. If you are looking to impress people, don't be a Christian. In fact, if you're thinking, well, I'm going to be a Christian and that'll impress a lot of people, here's my advice to you. Don't be a Christian. You're looking to impress people, go a different route. Get a Facebook and a Twitter feed and get a YouTube feed and do all that stuff that everybody loves and tell everybody how bad Christians are, and that'll make you have favor with the people of the world. Because if you're looking to get favor from people from the world, you're looking to get favor from people that can give you absolutely nothing but temporary fame. Now, why would we do that? Why are we trying to win the favor of people? Because it gives us a feeling of acknowledgement and acceptance. It gives us a mindset that we are appreciated. But wait, follow this mindset. None of those people will pay much more than $1 to $10 for anything you offer. But God will pay the blood of Jesus Christ, just so you can understand how much he loves you and how much he thinks of you. It's fine if God grants you favor, but for us to seek it and to manipulate for it is not fine. If we seek people's approval as our targets, watch this, that's idolatry. What? No, yes. If people's approval is our target, that's idolatry. God doesn't like that. That's a big, bad bozo no-no. So when I told you yesterday that I had gone on a fast, and the only thing the Lord really said to me was, you need to speak for me and not the audience. You need to speak for me and not the people. You speak for me and not the author and not the audience. It's so that we can understand that the things that we do for the kingdom, in the kingdom, and through the kingdom are all directed to point to Him and nothing to point to us. Here's that big thing. You know, our ministry now is called He Must Increase Ministry from John chapter 30, verse, or John chapter 3, verse 30. Oh, I got to get my brain in. John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. That should be our passionate prayer, every one of us. More of you and me, Lord, less of me and me, and more of you and me. I mean, that should be what we were looking for. Because the idea is that we want more of Him. And if you're looking for validation and you're looking for somebody to give you that sense of not just belonging, but of value and worth and that sense of comfort, God is the God of all comfort. Everything we're looking for, it, as ironic, is ultimately in the Creator. How bizarre is that, not bizarre at all, that everything the creation seeks comes from the Creator only? You think that's an accident? You think those deliverance moments are accidents? You think those answers to prayers are accidents? You think they're coincidences? When the Heavenly Father is moving and coordinating heaven and earth and weaving all of these events together so that you can get an answer for Him where He says, hey, I love you. I'm with you. I'm for you. I'm one of you. I support you. I'm going to help you. Going to get a little spanking every once in a while, but it's only because I care. That, my friends, that's what we should be seeking. Not the approval of people, not the approval of the audience, not the approval of the people around us. Watch this. Not even the approval of ourselves. But instead, to pick up that cross and deny ourselves and be it so that the passions that we have are heavenly-centric, focused on Jesus. If we want to please people, we need to reject Jesus. At home, at work, at school, it can't be about people. In the context that the love that we have for God far surpasses anything that we exhibit to any other. In His wisdom, He will have you minister to people. But that is subject to our devotion to Him. That's where all the big churches and all these political movements get it all wrong. Before Jesus is a model, He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. To see it any other way is to pervert the gospel of Christ. Period. By the way, the answer, how old was Noah? 600 years old. So no complaining about backaches or shoulder pains, okay? I'm going to take our break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
GOP congressmen's
gay son was going to come on their show and they were going to talk to him, and CNN and MSNBC canceled the interview because he wouldn't criticize his father. He wouldn't downgrade his father because his father maintained his beliefs. His son becomes gay, makes a decision, by the way, to become gay. And the son will not criticize the father, who does not change his Christian convictions. Will not change them. Father won't change them. Son will not criticize the father for that. MSNBC and CNN both canceled their interviews because the guy would not crucify his father. That is, of all things, as low as the press can go.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Yes, it was a little rainy today in the morning for some of us. I still went walking afterwards. It was really kind of nice, to be super honest with you. I've been doing these four-mile walks. It's really wild. So I've done almost 15 of them. It's like crazy, right? Only I use the same route, so I'm not seeing very much different, except there's a little more different litter on the ground. But what I did find out for me, because I use this time to pray, and it takes me probably about an hour, is it's getting out and it's connecting with the Lord, and it's making sure that everything else that's going on is not able to overwhelm me, because I'm wanting to be in Him and overwhelmed by Him. And so if you can't get out and walk, you can still spend time praying, you still spend time in His Word, and I highly encourage you to do that. It is a great break from the nutsy cuckoo that's all around you, okay? Hanging out with the Lord. This should be one of the things that better come out of this whole 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks, whatever it's going to be, is spent more time with God. That had best be in all of our resumes. Okay, you know you can reach the show, 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483. I got an interesting trivia question. By the way, you got to text. You can't just call us. You have to text it. And I have an interesting trivia question. And it's kind of a 2-to-3-parter. Ready? When Noah died and when Adam died, who was older when they died and how old? So you had Adam passed away, Noah passed away. Who was older between Adam and Noah when they died and how old was he? Yeah, stepping it up. 214-210-8483. You are welcome to look that up. You know where it's going to be. I'm pretty sure you'll figure it out. It's in Genesis. Website, hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org. We encourage you to go there and check out the interviews, the videos, the audios, the different things that are on there, the access to 2,400 plus hours of podcasts that are on every subject you can think of. Some are goofy, some are really good and theological, and some are in between. We also have the opportunity on our website, hemustincrease.org, for you to give. And we would ask you to seriously consider being a giver if you have not been able to do that. For those that have, we appreciate it. We're just a little behind in our tracking, and we just want to stay on top of it, and we don't want to have to call Don and tell him that we have to sell an arm or a leg. If you can help out, great. If not, you can still pray for us. HeMustIncrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org. Our email, David@HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. And YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on.
Men of God Moving and our great friend Johnny Hill. Such a great guy. Love this guy. And here's the bottom line. If you have any moving needs at all, get in touch with Johnny. He will help. Now, he will help you. He'll give you a substantial discount, which is totally cool. You can go to menofgodmoving.com, get the information from them. Plus, you can also reach him if you go to HeMustIncrease.org. We have a couple of links on our website to his stuff, to the business, to his ministry. We encourage you to do so. He wants people to reach out to him. He'll be glad to help you, even if your move is small or if your move is ginormous, which is really like giant and enormous put together as one word, ginormous. So we encourage you to check that out. Johnny Hill, Men of God Moving, pretty simple stuff. I will repeat the trivia question because I know some people are like going, what did you say? And I will ask it again and give you a chance. You got to text 214-210-8483. Who was older when he died, Noah or Adam? And how old was the older person? How old were they when they passed away? The answer, you can text it 214-210-8483. Some people are going, don't ask questions that hard. I can only do the best I can do. This is coming from my good friend Ray Bentley. He has a really good devotional. I wanted to share it today. You know I do that every once in a while. The next segment is going to be on spiritual warfare. So you can count on the enemy trying to distract you before you get to hear it. Here is this particular review, and he titled it, Are You Feeling the Pressure? From 2 Corinthians 1, 1 through 4. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation. This is what Ray wrote out. The Greek word used for tribulation here is literally translated as pressure. It's the sensation you would experience if someone pressed down on your head and tried to push you into the ground. By the way, it's also the same word for depression. You'd feel the strain in your neck and your shoulders, and the tension would permeate your whole body. Does that sound familiar? Well, Apostle Paul understood trouble. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experience, he wrote. We're under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. Paul's fellow believers were dealing with more than skinned knees or a bad day at the office or a coronavirus. He recognized their life and death situations. He understood losing loved ones, painful relationships, and setbacks at work. He knew about pressure, and he knew what it meant to despair even of life. When he spoke of comfort, he wasn't trying to be a super cool religious guy. The word he used for comfort comes from the Latin word fortis, meaning strength. His brothers and sisters needed their faith to survive the pressures they faced. I want to repeat that. His brothers and sisters needed their faith to survive the pressures they faced. Sometimes under great pressure, we forget that God is there. We stop worshiping and praising him and fail to realize that trials are a part of life for three reasons. There's probably more, but I'll just give them credit on these. We are human beings living in a fallen world. That is one. Trials affect our lives when we are disobedient. There are consequences to deliberately going against the will of God. That is two. You needed to probably add, God increases your faith. And then the fourth one, God permits trials. What? God allows these things? Yes, and Paul explains why. In our hearts, we felt the sentence of death, but this happened so we might not rely on ourselves, but on God. On him, we have set our hope. When the pressure comes bearing down and we cannot cope, God longs for us to turn only to him. When we recognize our weakness, we will set our hope on him and him alone. See, the one thing I love about Ray is he's just, and just so you can know, he's just a great pastor. It's not like I'm touting everything he's ever taught. In fact, him and I have strong eschatological differences, but he loves Jesus, and he loves me, and I love him and the Lord and love Jesus. Here's how it goes. When we're going through stuff, what we typically will try to do, I think this is true, and if I'm wrong, you're welcome to text me, but we'll typically try to figure it out. We'll try to cover the angles. We'll try to look at it and go, why is this happening? God has allowed this. And then what we'll try and do is fill in the gap as to what those reasons are that God has allowed it. And in doing that, I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out, well, what's going on? Because if I know what's going on, then I can deal with this better. And that's why I think that oftentimes God doesn't tell you what's going on. And you can't figure it out, and you're not allowed to know. Because if you think you're going to get a solution because you figured out what the angles are, you're missing the point of going through the trial in the first place, which is complete dependence on God. And if you're operating in a place where you think you need to cover the angles so you can get through it, you're not operating on dependence with God. It's not that the Lord won't give you insight and revelation, help you through it, give you wisdom. But when we're trying to, and I talked about this just the other day, when we're trying to get beamed out of it instead of just trusting him, it goes a long way to saying where our mind and heart is at. So I'm going to share something with you that I have never shared with you before. You might not like it, and I mean this in the most loving possible way. I don't care. My wife, probably about a year ago, had a dream, and she really felt it was from the Lord. She's had one of those in 30-some-odd years. So when she said that to me, I tend to listen, just because it makes it a little more interesting, especially how often it does not happen. But in the dream, her and I were standing up, and there was this, like, almost like a metal top, and it was on us, and we had our arms up, and we were like, no, no, it's going to crush us. And we were yelling and yelling and yelling, but it was much too much for us. And as soon as we stopped doing that and stopped resisting, it came down on us, but it didn't crush us. In fact, it helped us fit into the ground below, and we were comforted, and everything was fine. And the only thing that she pulled out of it, because you could probably pull a lot of stuff out of that, was we think it's going to crush us, but God's going to use it to help us. And I haven't gotten a ton of prophetic words in my life. I did in the beginning. But I haven't gotten a lot of things. I've had people call me up in the middle of the night and say, this is what the Lord said, that, I've had all that stuff. I got news for you. That insight from my wife, that is great stuff. I'm going to stop resisting. I'm going to trust. Hey, guess what? It's going to work out just fine because that's who God is. All right, so the answer I will give, congratulations to Eric. Excellent job, my friend. Noah, 950 years old. Adam, 930 years old. So technically, Noah was older when he passed on by 20 years. Okay, take a break and coming back for a spiritual warfare discussion. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. All the mankind, destroying everyone and everything we find.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving part, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men.
Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries.
Play that again.
Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I want to let you know if you want to reach us, you can text us 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483. Here's a trivia question for those that want to check it out. In Matthew, the genealogies, in the history, in the ancestry, in the descendantship, in Matthew, how many women are listed in the chapter 1 of the genealogy of Jesus Christ? How many women are listed? You don't have to name them, but that's just a straightforward question, a good one. And if it's not something you know, maybe it's something you will learn. It's a good thing to know. I do want to let you know if you have an answer for that, 214-210-8483 is where you want to text. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Check it out. You're welcome to also contact us through directly through the website, through a form. It won't share any information. Nobody else will see it. Nobody else will know. So if you have a prayer request, praise report, or anything else, you're welcome to reach out to us that way. Email david@hemustincrease.org, Facebook He Must Increase Ministry, YouTube He Must Increase Ministry, and now let's hear from our next ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, smoke, wind, and flood cleanup, other restoration services all throughout the Texas area because they are Texas-born. One of our great ministry partners, Clint and Mr. Restore. We love them. We think they're great. They support the Adaptive Training Foundation, which we support, which is a group that tries to minister to people that have severed limbs. Man, imagine if you're having a hard time. Imagine if you had your life and you had two or three limbs missing. How much different you would look at life, how different your perspective would be. But Mr. Restore is committed to helping people get it back. I think that's really funny that Clint is in that ministry because he has a heart for people to be restored, and he's in a business of restoration. Isn't that cool? They have advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB. They are also 50 years of restoration experiences and the recipients of thousands of happy customers and reviews. They do an excellent job. MrRestore.com. You can reach them directly through their website at MrRestore.com, or you can reach them through our website through a link at HeMustIncrease.org. Okay. Okie dokie. So the trivia question on the board, going to take a little more time. Matthew chapter 1, how many women were involved in the genealogy or the bringing about or the birthing process through generations of Jesus Christ? How many women? I was studying that this morning, so it's just on the top of my head, so it's something that I'm kind of familiar with. If you know, text 214-210-8483 should make for an interesting study. It's very fascinating, the women that were involved. I just want to say that. All right, spiritual warfare. So somehow, in some realms of Christianity, somehow, there is a complete absence of an understanding of spiritual warfare. It doesn't make a lot of sense because there's nothing in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that you could review that you could miss that that's taking place. There's nothing in the general epistles, the Pauline epistles, in the apocalyptic dialogue, which is specifically Revelation. In all of that, we see spiritual warfare as a reality check for all believers. In fact, the thing that concerns me the most are people that tell me that they're believers and never have any spiritual warfare. That'd be a problem, okay? Because everybody has spiritual warfare who names the name of Christ. So that would be a concern I would have. Here is a massively interesting portion in 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5. It says this, "For although we are walking in the flesh, we do not wage war in a fleshly way, since the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful through God for the demolishing of strongholds. We demolish arguments and every high thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." This text is just like, and its sister text with 2 Corinthians 11:3 talks about Satan removing us from the simplicity of our devotion unto Christ. Here's what we get when we get into the spiritual warfare. The weapons that we have are through God. You are not strong enough by yourself to defeat the demonic influence or Satan himself that prevail in this world. If you think you can do it without God, you've lost your mind. James 4:7 says, "Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. The reason that you are able to resist him and that he flees from you is because in the first part of the verse it says, submit yourself therefore to God. The power of God is working in your life. It's working through you. He's working through you. The Holy Spirit's in you. It's the Holy Spirit's guiding you. And because of that communion with God, your ability to resist Satan exists, and he cannot stand before you as the power of God works through you. And so it's important to understand how close this connection is, especially in spiritual warfare. And he says this, "We demolish arguments and strongholds." So here I want to give you a picture. A stronghold is a fortress. And you're thinking, "Wow, there's no fortresses in my mind. What are you talking about? How do I got to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, so you're trying to tell me there's arguments in my mind, there's fortresses in my mind?" That's exactly what it says. Exactly. And in fact, there are fortresses in our minds. Those strongholds, those fortresses start here. Satan, anytime he attacks you, he's a trespasser. He doesn't own the territory. He trespasses, and some people openly sin, and that gives Satan access. Remember, Jesus said he has nothing in me, but people openly sin, so Satan has an access point. If you let Satan into your thinking process and he builds a single brick lie, one lie in your mind and you don't eradicate it like a trespasser, you don't eradicate it like somebody who's squatting the land, then he puts another lie by it and another lie by it and another lie by it and another lie by it until he builds a fortress in your mind which is built on lies. And our job is to demolish any of those strongholds, any of those fortresses, any of those arguments that are against the knowledge of God. In fact, we're told to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. I will give Oral Roberts a pretty big plug here, since he didn't originate but made famous the statement, you know, it's not that you can stop birds from flying above your head, but you don't have to let them nest in your hair. And that's what Christians do sometimes, is Satan comes buzzing around and they're like, I'm not going to give in to you. And then Satan drops a lie and drops another lie, drops another lie, drops another lie. And also now you got four bricks of lies, and that begins to build a wall, and that wall becomes a fortress. Got to break that down. And the only way you break that down is what? You demolish arguments and every high thing that's raised up against the knowledge of God, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus. So these arguments and these lies and these strongholds, they're in our minds, they're in the mind of others, and we have to fight against that series of lies. For to give you the most wonderful example, King James says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What's an imagination? When you go into church and somebody looks at you funny, and then you think, well, that person's stuffy. That's not who you really are, but that's who Satan is. And as soon as you go, yeah, that person's really stuffy. Boy, I really don't like them. And I don't like the clothes they're wearing. And I don't like the way they cross their legs or the way that they put the book down when they're done reading the hymnal. In fact, I don't like them. They're bad people. And all of a sudden, it's a whole fortress. And you think that takes time? Yeah. It takes about 10 seconds. We need to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And that warfare, that's going on all the time. Guess what's the great tool to fight against the warfare? Guess what's the best tool ever? How do you fight against the father of lies? With the truth! You defeat the lies by the power of the truth, by submitting yourself to God and making sure that his truth permeates your thinking. You don't let those birds build a nest. You swat them away. If you have to get the hose out, you get the hose. Here's the bottom line. Don't let Satan build things up in your mind. He does it all the time, but he doesn't have to do it all the time. Or better spoken, you don't have to let him do that. Through God, you can break those things down. Okay? Okay. Is that right? All right, Dave. All right, bottom line, how many women were involved in the genealogy process? That would be five. Five women. You know, it's one of them was Tamar, and then you had Bathsheba was one, Rahab was one, Ruth was another, and Mary, the mother, was also another. Okay, folks, I'm going to take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus' longest sermon that's recorded is Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, which takes about 25 to 30 minutes long. It takes about 30 minutes to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So here's a lesson for pastors and preachers everywhere. Jesus said everything he wanted to say on the Sermon on the Mount in 30 minutes. Paul took 12 hours. God didn't record a single word.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Tara and I were just talking there for whatever reason, after all this time, after 27 shows through the phone, I can actually hear the intros that are coming in. So it's like, yeah, I'm hitting my marks today. Yeah, it's cool. All right, if you want to reach out to us with a comment or a prayer request or a praise report. And it's important to understand, if you send us a prayer request, it will be something we keep confidential. If it's a praise report, we'll keep it confidential unless you say we can share it. And then if it's something you just got a question, and we'll do our best to address it or to answer it best we can. Our number to do that, you got to text 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Our website, hemustincrease.org. hemustincrease.org. Our email, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. And YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our ministry partner. Kimberly Ellis, one of our heroes. Hallelujah. We love Kimberly. First-time buyers, experienced investors, foreclosures, short sales. It doesn't matter. If you've got a real estate question, 903-48-HOMES. That's 903-48-HOMES. Doesn't matter what the question's about. Doesn't matter if you're experienced or not experienced. Doesn't matter if you're just trying to figure out the lay of the land. Let me just interrupt you real quickly and tell you, I have a neighbor walking by that has a Santa hat while they're walking around the neighborhood. That's kind of funny. 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES to talk to Kimberly Ellis. Her and Tony, her husband, great people. We love them in the Lord. Great brothers and sisters. Any questions, direct it. Direct it to them. They will be glad to help you out. How awesome is that? All right, we've already done our DNA, draw closer to the Lord, never be ashamed, always be ready, DNA. We've already given you a couple of things to be able to reach to us and connect to us. I want to finish up on the last segment. Kind of cool stuff here. Here it is. We just talked about, in spiritual warfare, we don't have to let the enemy build fortresses in our minds. We don't have to let the enemy build up these strongholds in our thinking. We don't have to let the enemy, you know, raise these bizarre imaginations about people's behaviors. Keep in mind that Satan, one of his titles is Accuser of the Brethren. He's an accuser. So what does an accuser do? I don't have to be genius here, so bear with me. But I'm pretty sure somebody who accuses people as a title accuses people. I know, it's so far out there, isn't it? So anyway, if that's the case, then who do you think he's accusing to you? And not just other people to you and other brothers and sisters, but you to yourself as well. So with that, the greatest thing that you can do is submit yourself to God, let the Spirit of God work through you, and use the truth, the Word of God, sanctify them in thy truth, thy word is truth. Use the Word of God, the truth, to defeat some of the weird things the enemy throws at you. So I've just decided that I wanted to pull out basically six verses out of Psalm 119, because Psalm 119, the longest psalm, is all about the Word of God. I mean, it's really just, you know, focus there. There's like five verses that don't make a mention of it, but that's just one of those weird things. Here's the bottom line. I want to cover these. Just enjoy it. Let it be a blessing. Let it minister to you. Let it speak to you. Let it encourage you. So here it is. Psalm 119, verse 2. How blessed are those who observe his testimonies, who seek him with all their heart. Observe his testimonies. So this is the Word of God telling us that the testimonies of our lives, what God is doing in our lives and in the life of others, but in our lives, is powerful. And we should observe that. So that when the enemy comes and says, God doesn't do anything for you, you're like, ha, look at all this stuff he's done for me. That's what it is to observe his testimonies, to observe what God is doing in the life of others, by the way, as well as yourself. Watching God work in others should bless you. It's not that it only means that you can also be moved or touched the way that that person is, but the fact that God is blessing others all around you. God blesses people to bless people to bless people. It's one big blessing. And you get to enjoy and participate in that. That's why the scripture says, when one laughs, we all laugh. When one cries, we all cry. That's how it's supposed to be. Now, Psalm 119, verse 11, your word I have treasured in my heart so I might not sin against you. Here's a great idea. Ready? Ready for this idea? If we treasure the word of God in our hearts, it will protect us. It will keep us safe. It will keep us free. Now watch this. And freer of sin. If we meditate on the Word, if the Word is permeating in our system, if we're thinking about it and considering it and we contemplate it, there's just less time to do stupid sin thinking. Like, oh, that's a good idea. Like, right, like, it's a good idea to keep the Word in us. It blesses us. It strengthens us. It helps us. Like, okay, got to do that. So we've got the testimony that God does. We've got the Word. And we're supposed to treasure it, by the way, in our hearts. It's supposed to be one of the things that we just like, oh, I love it. I'll tell you, when somebody speaks, and I hear them, either my pastor, Pastor Kurt from Stillwater Community Church, or if I hear something from Ray, or if I hear something from other sources that I get my info, or if I read something that's from the 1700s, and they write something out, and they say it in such a way, and it blesses me and connects me to the Word of God and to a better understanding of God, that's a treasure. I love that. Psalm 119, verse 18, open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law. I just want to say this real quickly. Let me see the wonders of your word, Lord. When you get ready to read, pray real fast. Say, open my eyes. Open my, let me see. All these people talking about all this stuff. Let me see. Let me see the goodness of your word. I had that happen today. I was so blessed. I was so blessed. I just couldn't believe it. I just felt like the wealthiest man. Pray, 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 pray over reading the Word. You don't have to pray for an hour. Just ask God to open your mind and open your eyes. Verse 24 out of Psalm 119, your testimonies are my delight, they are my counselors. Do you know that the testimonies that God has given into your life, they should be a part of your meditation. They're a part of your counseling sessions. You should be reviewing them with the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, I remember when you did this. Oh, you led me here. Oh, you showed me this. That's your counseling. And it doesn't cost $900 an hour. It's pretty good. I like this one. Verse 99 out of Psalm 119. I have more insights than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Okay, first of all, that's not a knock on teachers, okay? But it's a heightened focus on personal encounters that we've had with the Lord that should be part of our reflection. It's not all about the systematic theology. Sometimes it's just about the cool things God has done in our lives. Answered a prayer here, saved you here, did this here. I know a fella, I'm not going to get into it. Anyway, he was driving, he was in the Army, and his name was Harvey, and he was driving and he fell asleep and he's heading off a cliff. And how he knows it is because somebody said his name out loud, Harvey! And he woke up, and he was able to turn the truck just in time. He just barely missed dying. Hey, guess what that is? That's a testimony. And that's a good one. And he never forgot it. Because he knew he was there. It happened to him. Another great Psalm 119, verse 107. I'm exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Exceedingly afflicted, way deep in the mire, way deep in the mud. Revive me. Make me live. Make me alive from thy word. Why? Because it was the breath of Adam that went into the clay of Adam that made Adam a living being. And that's what you want in you. Don't you? It's just the coolest thing if you think about it. That the Lord would breathe his word into your life. That's because he loves you. Otherwise, ain't much going on. Get it? All right. Excellent job, folks. You guys have done such a great job on all the trivia. I really appreciate it. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Thanks a lot. The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.